I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is a Monday episode of Chico Now's Helping People. You're listening to us on KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM, 930 AM. You can also listen to us live streaming. So if you want to listen to while you're at your computer, doing all of your computer work, you can just open up another window, throw your headphones in the headphone jack, and go to kkxx.net. And it's all self-explanatory on there. If you miss any of our show today, there's also a podcast. We play the episode for a week. And then the next week's episode overrules it. So you can go to kkxx.net, 104.5 FM, 930 AM. And my name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am your host every Monday and Tuesday. Our Monday show is a little bit different from the rest of the week. On Mondays, we talk about psychotherapy type of issues. Families, marriages, colleague relationships, the relationship you have with yourself, anxiety, depression, all that good stuff. Today's topic is about lining up with your kids in a way that helps calm things down. The holidays are coming up, Halloween, there's all that candy, and then all the families coming in for Thanksgiving and Christmas, or you're going over to their houses and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what are my kids going to do? What am I getting myself into? The holidays are so fun and you love seeing all the people that you care about and you don't get to see on a regular basis. But they're also a change in structure and kids know that. Sometimes it stresses them out. Sometimes it makes them excited because they can take advantage of the situation. Either way, you as the parent is kind of, you're kind of thinking, oh, how am I going to get through this? So we thought we would talk to you about that a little bit. I have my friend and colleague here with me today. Her name is Tara Donnell. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. Oh, I forgot to tell you my stuff. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences of California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. Tara Donnell is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she also works over at Chico Creek Counseling. So if you want to learn a little bit more about who we are as people and therapists, we have biographies over on that website. And we also have a blog that we both contribute to talk about various aspects of helping you get better with whatever it is that's going on in your life. So that's ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Just to plug that a little bit. So Tara and I were chatting a little bit before we started this recording. And we were both talking about how we notice a lot of families in our practice, because we both work with kids and teenagers and adults and couples. Wait, you're not doing couples right now, right?
I do it on occasion.
Oh, okay.
We basically work with everybody.
We do.
But we're talking about kids because the holidays are coming and it makes you think of your children and other people's children. And
yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what our topics are right now. That's what's on our mind. and how there ends up being a power struggle between the parents and the children. Mm-hmm. Because while it's all really exciting for you as a parent to get to see your own parents or your own cousins, and you've also got to do all this cooking and cleaning and shopping. And while there's exciting and happy elements of that. There's also anxiety elements of that. Your kids don't have as many of the anxiety elements. They're just excited. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. All of my cousins are going to be over and we are going to run around and have the best time ever. And then here comes mom and dad telling them to hold still, to sit still, to stop running. They're just raining on their parade, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's how they think of it in their little minds. And so what can we do to maintain order while also enjoying ourselves?
Well, I have some ideas for that. One is what I like to call the law of attention. So where you put your attention and what you focus on, you tend to get more of. So if your kids are excited to see their cousins and they're running around and they're getting all excited and you're focused on the stress of that and the anxiety and the irritation maybe that comes up, they will pick up on that and I guarantee you will see more of it. So if you're saying like, you need to be quiet, stop jumping on the couch, you know, leave each other alone, I guarantee more will happen if you focus on that part. But if you focus on the positive and what you do want to happen, which we can talk about after the break, you can see different results that are more positive.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. You know, it's really, really true, you guys. Even so, in my own life as a parent, I have tons of anecdotes. But as a therapist, when we go strength-based with these kids or even with the adults, you see changes occurring immediately, just right away.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson with my guest, Tara Donnell. We are both therapists. Tara is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am a marriage and family therapist registered intern. And we are talking about ways to reduce family anxiety during the holidays, specifically the power struggle between you and the kids.
Exactly. Right. And so I was saying previously that that idea of what you focus on, you get more of. So if you focus on the negative, the kids will pick up on it. I guarantee you they will do more and more. So if you say, you know, stop jumping on the couch, it's almost like their little brains just hear, jump more on the couch. And,
yes.
And they will, which can drive you nuts as a caregiver because all you want them to do is listen and stop. So if you just tweak your thinking a little bit and say, okay, what is it I want them to do? Well, in my house, they're allowed to sit on the couch or they're allowed to lie down on the couch. So you can say, instead of stop jumping on the couch, you can say, you can lie down on that couch, or I'd like you to sit on the couch. So then you're giving them the positive of what you expect and what you want to happen, and there's a higher chance that they're going to listen.
Uh-huh. If you want to jump, go jump outside.
Absolutely, yes. Or you give them an alternative. That's right. We jump on the floor. That's another one I say. We jump on the floor, we jump outside. So sometimes just doing a little check-in before, like if you are hosting a party or you're going somewhere that there's, you know, a lot of commotion, excitement that's going to be going on, do a little internal mental check-in of, well, how would I like this event to go with my children? How do I want them to behave? What do I want the outcome? And so then you can start pre-planning kind of, you know, as a parent or caregiver, you're going to know your kids' triggers and such. And you can start kind of having alternative strategies to work with that.
Mm-hmm. I also like the idea of setting them up for success. Mm-hmm. And letting the kids know what to expect. Okay, we're going to go to Aunt Mary's house. And you know that Aunt Mary is older and she doesn't have any kids anymore. And she has all those porcelain figurines that break really easy. Remember that? Yeah. Okay, so what are some things that you can play and do over at Aunt Mary's house that might not break anything? And then the kids can come up with some ideas. Well, it's boring at Aunt Mary's. Okay, so what are some things we can do? Mm-hmm. We can go play outside. Okay, and if it's raining, what do you want to do? Well, we could bring some of our toys from home. Okay, what toys do you want to bring? Okay, and are there any TV shows that you want to watch when you're at Aunt Mary's? Because we don't watch much TV normally, but Aunt Mary's house, since you have all, she has all those Precious Moments figurines, we don't want those getting broken. So, and letting them get invested, because when we ask them their opinion, they're invested in being good. Mm-hmm. When we tell them what it is that we want from them, rather than telling what we don't want, they're invested in exhibiting those behaviors so they can get that praise from you. Look, I'm doing the things that we talked about.
Right. That's right. And I think that's great to teach your children that and to teach them to kind of get creative and think. Strategies, how can they behave better? One little caveat I want to add too, and I am guilty of this myself, but especially with the holidays, it's really easy to fall into letting your kids watch maybe a little more television, play a little more video games. But the research is coming out saying, well, we already kind of know that it's not like it's great for them, but it actually it's hard on their brains because, well, it's a little overstimulating for them, and so you can it has a paradoxical effect sometimes of. In the moment when they're playing the game or watching the show, it's fine because it has their attention. But when it's done, they tend to be a little more agitated or more irritable. And especially kids that are a little oversensitive, or we have a lot of kids on the autistic spectrum, it can really throw them off. And mm-hmm. So just to kind of keep that in mind, that not that you can't have video games or TV, but it does offset their brains a little bit to where they can, it can be paradoxical where they can actually get more irritable.
You know, I think I've read somewhere about how there's that dopamine reward system
yes.
with video games.
Mm-hmm.
And so if our brain is used to obtaining the dopamine through, you know, leveling up.
Yes.
Which could also be, what is that game everyone plays on Facebook, that Jewel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Candy Crush or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm. So even those little Candy Crush type games still give you that little dopamine shot.
That's right.
Every time you level up, every time you hear the ding, ding, mm-hmm. ding, mm-hmm. you get a little shot of dopamine, just a tiny little one, but it all adds up.
It does.
So then when you stop playing that video game, whether it's Candy Crush or what Mario Brothers.
Minecraft yeah. is a popular one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Your brain doesn't know how to obtain the dopamine without it. And you
right.
start kind of getting edgy, agitated because your brain wants it and needs it. Because
mm-hmm.
that's normal for us to have. So teaching our children how to obtain that, we have to learn as adults too.
Yes. We are role models. That's
easy
true.
Easy to get lost in our cell phones.
That's right. Whole nother show on that topic.
Oh
right?
my goodness. Yes. All right, guys. We have one more commercial break and then we'll be back with Tara Donnell and Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now on 104.5 FM, 930 AM, or KKXX.net, live streaming or recorded podcast. Oh, there's a lot of ways you could be listening to us. And remember, this show, while we're talking about psychotherapy-related topics, is not a substitute for therapy.
if something we're talking about is triggering you and you're thinking, oh my goodness, this just kind of scratched the surface, I really need to work on that, I would encourage you to find your own therapy. Now, Tara and I are both practicing therapists. You can find us at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. You can schedule online with us that way, get our contact info, learn more about who we are as therapists. But you can also just go online to PsychologyToday.com or any other, just Google it, a therapist in your area. And I'm sure that you'll find someone who can explore with you deeper about what's going on in your own family. Right now, we're just talking about giving you some advice, insight, and some skills. So we're talking about how to reduce the conflict and power struggles in your family during the holidays that are coming right on up.
Right. And so another idea that I had, which, you know, we tend to usually focus on the children, right? Their behavior is noticeable, it's in our face, it's irritating, and we want it to stop or change. But the one thing I think we often forget is that we don't, as parents or caregivers, do our own internal check-in first before you rush into the discipline. So, and it's tricky, and it's not that it's easy to do, but if you stop for a minute and get real conscious of yourself in that moment, like what, usually when a child is misbehaving, it will trigger something within you. So maybe some shame or something you had when you were a kid and misbehaved and got in trouble. Or maybe you check in because, or you do an internal check in and you realize, oh, well, he's misbehaving and now everybody's judging me. All my family thinks I don't know how to control my kid. And, you know, and so it becomes almost more about you in that moment than the child, because you're worried, you know, your own internal state is upset and stressed and you want that to stop. And so you put it back on the child. But if you can just take a moment and kind of own that, yes, right now I'm feeling kind of embarrassed. Yep, he's, you know, fooling around jumping on Aunt Susie's couch, and I know he's not supposed to, and, you know, now she's going to judge me. But if you just kind of catch yourself with those thoughts, you can also be maybe a little kinder to yourself and just realize, okay, it's not the end of the world. I'm going to take a deep breath, and then I'm going to use the skills you and I, Jessica, just talked about earlier, which is saying, hey, we sit on the couch at Aunt Susie's house, or I need you to come go outside and get your wiggles out. You know, you're able to be more calm once you catch yourself and do your own check-in and realize it's not necessarily about you, right? It's, well, you and your child do this dance together, but your child might be triggering you. And if you can get conscious in that moment and kind of ground yourself and calm yourself, you're more likely to get good results with your kid.
Right. You're not taking out your stuff on them.
Right.
By over exaggerating or over disciplining or over. You know what I like to do also is align with the kids, line up with them.
Yeah.
And so I'll finish my conversation. I won't stop my conversation because that's rude to the person that I'm talking to. So if I'm sitting here having a conversation with Tara and my little one is all over the place, I will say, hey, come stand by me. I tell them what I want them to do rather than what they need to stop doing.
Right.
Hey, come over here, stand by me for a minute, hold my hand. And then hopefully they'll listen. And then, although, you know, I'm a therapist, I've been working on my kids for a long time, so they do usually. So, not always, but then we hold hands for a minute, I finish my conversation, and then I look over and I acknowledge them. Whoa, you have so much energy right now. What is going on? And they, you know, the kids are just like, I don't know. And I do this with other people's kids too. And they're like, I don't know, I'm just happy. And so I'll say, well, you're wiggling a lot, and I think it's making everyone nervous that things are going to get broken. Do you think that we could do something different? And they're like, I don't know. And so do you want to wiggle in another place and we can wiggle together? Or do you want to sit down and I can read you a book and we can read a book together? And so I give them choices, and they have some power because they have choices. And they get that undivided attention. I just gave them two choices that had my attention. So either choice is like perfect for them. They probably don't even really care which one, because what they wanted was that. And how long does it take to do some wiggling outside? You know, maybe 3 minutes at the most. We can just wiggle, move your body, wiggle, jump up and down. Let's see who can do 50 jumping jacks or 20 jumping jacks. Who gets done first? And they want to win. So they're probably going to get done first. They have tiny little legs. But
it's right.
their jumping jacks don't take as long. Mm-hmm. So, but they just got 50 or 20 jumping jacks in, and they got some of that wiggle out, and they looked at you, and you looked at them. You were face to face looking at each other, and they got to be witnessed and spent time with. And then you say, do you think you can go in and you can read a book by yourself now so I can finish talking to Aunt Susie? It's really important that we finish this conversation. Usually they're more amenable.
Right. That's so true.
They just needed you to line up with them. They needed to be seen and validated and praised.